Welcome to Stock Talk, the new Stockhouse podcast series that brings you behind-the-scenes insights into trending topics from capital markets, influencers, and entrepreneurs, broadcasting from the heart of the financial district in beautiful downtown Vancouver.
I'm Dave Jackson, editorial writer here at Stockhouse Media. The podcast that you're about to hear is part of our metals and mining sector interview series. And our mission going forward is to help listeners and investors understand more about investment opportunities in the public marketplace. The world's most iconic precious metal has soared back into prominence in recent months. Yes, gold is back. Tembo Gold is a TSX-listed junior mineral explorer engaged in the acquisition and exploration of mineral properties located in Tanzania. As the name implies, the company is focused on gold exploration and development, including the Tembo Gold Project, comprising an area of approximately, 33 prospecting licenses and 5 prospecting license applications in the prolific Lake Victoria Greenstone Belt in Tanzania. Today, we're glad to be joined by Simon Benstead, Tembo's Chief Financial Officer, VP of Business Development, and Company Director. Simon is an entrepreneur and investor with 20 years of capital markets and senior management experience, formerly with Merrill Lynch as Vice President of Institutional Equity Trading and with BMO Capital Markets as Managing Director Institutional Trading with a focus on resources. Simon holds a BA in Commerce from the University of Western Ontario and is a significant and longtime supportive shareholder of Tembo. Thanks for joining us, Simon.
Thanks very much for having me, Dave, and giving us the opportunity to tell the listeners a little bit more about Tembo Gold.
Sounds good. So first off, for our mining investor audience, can you just tell us a little bit about the history of Tembo Gold?
Yeah, of course, Dave. So Tembo Gold is a highly prospective Tanzanian gold asset located in the prolific Lake Victoria Greenstone Belt in Tanzania, where since regulations were loosened and international investment was more encouraged, approximately 50 million ounces have been discovered in the country.
And a little bit about the rich gold mining history in Tanzania. Perhaps many investors aren't that familiar with the East African nation.
Yeah, of course. So as I was saying, Tanzania is very, very rich in resources. And in the late 90s, the government opened up opportunities, and this is where we saw all of the world's biggest gold miners go in there and start developing properties. There's representation by all of the majors, most notably Barrick. And, we at Tembo have a property that is directly adjacent to one of Barrick's biggest gold mines in Tanzania.
Sounds good. Now, in recent news, the company announced a $1.25 million placement to cover corporate costs in Canada and Tanzania, general working capital purposes, and to pay down debt. Can you walk us through the transaction and what this means for the company?
Yeah, of course, Dave. So over the last 5 years, we've worked really, really hard, in less than ideal market conditions to preserve the asset and ultimately preserve the opportunity for shareholders. Our priorities have been to remain debt-free while maintaining our licenses and all of our regulatory requirements. And these funds will go to help us, plan for the future, move forward from a position of strength as we look to the future. Our goal is to maximize shareholder value and ultimately build a small-scale mine on the property.
Well, I'm sure investors are glad to hear that. Now, in a March 2019 Stockhouse article, it's a little plug for ourselves there. We talked about the overall strength of the Tembo asset and the strong rebounds due to the improved climate for mining in the region. Can you update our investor audience on any new initiatives, drill programs, etc.?
Yeah, of course, Dave. So, as I said, over the last 5 years, any gold miner or gold explorer has faced a very challenging environment. And in Tanzania, we faced even more challenges with the strained relationship between the Tanzanese government and most notably Acacia Mining, which at the time was 2/3 owned by Barrick Gold. when Mark Bristow came in as the new CEO of Barrick Gold, where he was formerly the CEO of Randgold before the acquisition, right, he publicly stated very early on that he considered it a priority to bring Tanzania back online and to resolve those issues. And so it took him less than a year to do that. He obviously worked with the Tanzanian government very, very closely, who had refused to deal with Acacia directly. Barrick has since closed on a transaction to buy the remaining piece of Acacia that they didn't already own. And now it's sort of business as usual, you know, in the gold mining space in Tanzania. The Tanzanian government lifted the export ban on gold. And here we are now, you know, all of the mines are back turned on. And I think it's a very strong signal to the rest of the market that, you know, business is back in Tanzania. And so what we've worked really, really hard to do, as I said before, is to sort of keep the opportunity alive. And, you know, the shareholders and the insiders have been very supportive in that. Between 2012 and 2014, we spent approximately $25 million U.S. dollars on a drill program where we drilled approximately 42,000 meters, and we have incredible data from this program. We aim to define a resource, conduct a feasibility study, and build a mine plan. We end up building a small-scale production, which will fund further exploration and development. There is so much to explore within our property. We have approximately 135 square kilometers of licenses. And as I said previously, we're directly adjacent to Bulyanhulu, which is Barrick's monster 20 million ounce deposit. So it's an exciting time to be a Tembo shareholder, because the opportunity is still very much what it was when Tembo was a $100 million company back in 2012.
No, that does sound like great news for investors. Thanks, Simon. Now, less than a month ago, Goldman Sachs upgraded its gold forecast for the first time this year, upping its 3 and 6 month projections to about $1,600 an ounce in light of escalating trade war tensions, mostly between the U.S. and China. Now, obviously, this is good news for Tembo and its shareholders.
Very, very good news for Tembo and its shareholders. There's no question that all of the conditions are here. You know, today we had Citi come out and talk about $2,000 gold. You know, there's nothing but stimulus and money printing out there. And, you know, the conditions are probably better than they ever have been. If you look at how much money has been printed since 2008, you know, you're talking over $20 trillion between the Americans and the Chinese and the Japanese and everybody else that prints money. And eventually you have to have a day of reckoning for all of this sort of, you know, fiat paper fake money. And typically what ends up happening is a flight to quality real assets.
No doubt. Now, Simon, on a personal note, what's been your primary role in the company since you started? And, you know, what's your vision moving forward?
Well, I initially got involved as a shareholder, and most of the views that I have about the, you know, the world having too much debt and an eventual flight to quality assets. I mean, I've had these views for quite some time. So I've been taking positions in companies over the last, you know, few years. And with Tembo, as I got to know the key management very, very well, particularly David Scott, the CEO, Dave Anthony, the chairman, and Paul Magege, who is the Tanzanian country manager, I refer to these guys as the Tanzanian dream team. And when, and you know, Dave Anthony and Dave David Scott in particular worked directly for Barrick in very senior roles at Bulyanhulu, which is the property directly adjacent to our Tembo licensed areas. And they obviously are experts in geology, you know, far beyond my understanding. But what I do understand is their level of expertise and excellence. And I've been able to work with them quite closely and see the dedication and commitment to seeing, as David says, seeing this come to account. You know, they were in probably 6 or 7 years ago, in 2012, around the time of the IPO. And I've known them now quite closely for about 5 years. And personally, I guess I see too much debt in the world. I see a debasing of fiat currencies, forcing a flight to real assets, as I said. And I also see, you know, Russia, China, and the others are looking for a way to circumvent the U.S. dollar. The world is sick of being bullied by the U.S. dollar. I won't go too much into the macro political world, but I think that all the conditions are ripe. And at the end of the day, if we're looking for a big win, we want certain characteristics to be present in a company we might get involved in. We want them to be debt-free. We want them to be, fully compliant regulatory-wise. We want them to have a very prospective project. And that's where all the upside is going to come, because most of these things are down 90-95%. And if they've been able to keep themselves together, as Tembo has, there's tremendous upside. So I'm going to continue to work very, very closely with the team as we take our next steps in our plan, which will move us towards production.
Now, can you discuss the long-term strategy of the company moving forward? And, how do you see gold exploration in the sector evolving, particularly in this part of the world?
Well, I think, as I said before, Dave, Tanzania is back in business. When you see what's happening with Barrick, Barrick is obviously one of the world's biggest gold miners and one of the most important companies in the world. And they wouldn't be making this investment in time, resources, and energy if they didn't think Tanzania was back in business. So, our intention here is just to take advantage of these improving conditions. Is everything back, perfect overnight? Well, of course not. It is a process and it's going to take some time. But when you consider, like, as I said, the world's biggest gold miner is right next door and they're making, tremendous investments. For us, it's just, very encouraging for us to move forward with our own realization of value.
Okay. Now, finally, what can you tell our investor audience regarding the current valuation of your stock and, frankly, why it's a good buy right now?
Yeah, of course, I'd be happy to, because obviously I think it's a great buy. Back in 2012, we had a market cap that was almost $100 million. And this was before all of the incredible drill results that came from the 42,000 meter drill program, where we spent approximately $25 million US. Today, the company is worth, 6 or 7 million Canadian dollars. I mean, you're getting a tremendous discount, yet gold is at almost 70-year highs. We came to market at the absolute worst time in over a decade back in 2012. And today, an investor today gets all of that upside for really pennies on the dollar that's already been invested. We've spent, as I said, $25 million US dollars on a very, very comprehensive drill program, and we have all of this data. And now our plan is to take that data, use it, define a resource, and create some value for all the Tembo shareholders, because there's a lot of gold in the ground.
We have been speaking with Simon Benstead, CFO of Tembo Gold. I'd like once again to thank you, Simon, for joining us and sharing your helpful and insightful information about Tembo with our Stockhouse podcast listeners and investors. I'm Dave Jackson for Stockhouse Media and the Stock Talk Metals and Mining Sector podcast. Thanks for listening.
Just a reminder to follow us on social media at Stockhouse for the latest updates on all your favorite public companies in North America. For more in-depth coverage, industry news, and to connect with our active investor community, you can visit our website at stockhouse.com. Also, don't forget to visit our new and improved Stockhouse Deal Room on site for unique and exclusive private placement opportunities only available on stockhouse.com.